This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us that a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to immediately return CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press credentials.
The White House pulled Acosta's Secret Service-issued badge last week after a combative presidential news conference. CNN sued and asked the judge for a temporary restraining order returning the badge while the suit went forward. District Judge Timothy Kelly, a Trump appointee, has granted the order.
AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The death toll from devastating wildfires in the northern and southern regions of the U.S. state of California has risen to at least 66 as authorities search for hundreds of people who remain missing in the aftermath of the blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown visited the areas impacted and said lessons have been learned.
We're going to have to manage our forests better. We're going to have to build our cities more smartly. We're going to have to build shelters so that people can escape when these terrible fires get out of hand. And yes, we're going to have to deal with climate change, all of that.
And these wildfires are considered the deadliest in the state's history. An international tribunal has found two of the surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge guilty of committing genocide during the group's brutal rule of Cambodia in the late 1970s. The charges include murder, extermination, enslavement, torture, and persecution on political, racial, and religious grounds. Family and friends of Jamal Khashoggi said funeral prayers in Turkey Friday for the Saudi journalist said to have been killed by agents of his own government. Cases sparked a global outcry and mired the kingdom in crisis. The Saudi public prosecutor said Thursday that it would seek the death penalty for five suspects inside the country's Istanbul consulate on October 2nd. This is VOA News. North Korea says it will deport a U.S. citizen who was detained in October for illegally entering the country from China. Pyongyang's official KCNA news agency reported Friday while being questioned, he said he had illegally entered the country under the command of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. It was not immediately clear when the man would be deported. In the recent past, North Korea has been more hardcore about detaining U.S. nationals who were usually released only after a U.S. politician had been dispatched to retrieve them. The detainees were usually released in good condition. That was not always the case, however, especially for Otto Warmbier, a U.S. university student. He was released in a vegetative state last year after being detained for 17 months, and he died days later. The North has denied any reports of torturing him. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports that court documents reveal that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been charged in secret in the United States.
The Justice Department has inadvertently named Julian Assange in a court filing in an unrelated case, suggesting prosecutors have charged the WikiLeaks founder under seal. Assange's name appears twice in an August court filing from a federal prosecutor in Virginia who was attempting to keep sealed a separate case involving a man accused of coercing a minor for sex.
That is reporter Zarius Shockley. The number of U.S. troops at the border with Mexico has reached its upper limit. More than 5,800 active duty and 2,100 National Guard troops are currently deployed to help U.S. border agents make sure no immigrants try to cross the border illegally. The troops were sent to the border at the request of the Department of Homeland Security as thousands of migrants make their way from Central America to the U.S. border with Mexico. Many are already in Tijuana, just across the border from Southern California. The Secretary of State of the U.S. state of Florida has ordered a manual recount in the state's hotly contested Senate race. Unofficial returns from a machine recount had triggered a second recount in the Senate race and the state agriculture commissioner's race. Susan Booker is the supervisor of elections in Florida's Palm Beach area.
What happens is that they separate ballots by a verified vote for one candidate, verified vote for another. Another stack is an under, another stack is an over, and then the questionable ones go to the canvassing board.
Democratic Party incumbent Senator Bill Nelson trails his Republican Party challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott, by 0.15% of the more than 8 million ballots cast following an electronic recount. The total of the hand recount is due by noon Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.